WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man has been arrested for kidnapping, family violence, and the aggravated robbery of a vehicle. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the girlfriend of 19-year-old Brandon Mendez, a woman who he was previously convicted of assaulting, asked police for help.
The boyfriend had physically assaulted her, threatened her with a knife, and forced her into her vehicle where she drove through the city. At one point, she was able to get away from her boyfriend, and he left in her vehicle.
McKeithen says the girlfriend was injured but refused medical treatment. Mendez is out of jail after posting a $200,000 bond. A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel was in a Brazos County courtroom yesterday morning. Corny attorney Rod Anderson says Manziel entered a plea agreement where he admitted to failing to identify himself to police following a fight in June of last year in the Northgate District.
The judge took into consideration the charge that was pending in the municipal court in College Station, which was the disorderly conduct by fighting. In considering that, then that case is barred from any further prosecution down there. And then the last thing was we had an additional charge pending here, which was the possession of the fictitious driver's license, and that charge was dismissed.
Manziel was sentenced to 2 days in jail, which has already been served, according to Judge Dana Zachary. Manziel was also fined $2,000 and assessed court costs of $232. College Station police don't know the cause of death of a woman at an apartment on Holloman by Tarot Park Sunday afternoon. Investigators are hoping an autopsy will provide needed information. If not, then it'll be months before toxicology results are available. Shortly before 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, police and fire responded to the report of an unconscious woman called in by her roommate. Her name has not been released. There was optimism but no guarantees by Bryan's city manager as the city council received preliminary information about next year's budget.
You're not going to promise?
Not going to promise.
Keene Register is shooting for a repeat of last year where the property tax levy dropped by 0.3 cents. He says the worst case scenario is keeping the current rate. That's as the city continues to build its reserves and adds 13 public safety jobs to the payroll.
Our reserve requirement is 60 days of operating expense, and this budget brings us to 106 days. We plan to spend down a small amount of the fund balance in the FY14 budget. We'll still remain well above the 60-day requirement. The largest expense addition in this budget is the addition of 6 firefighters and 2 police officers and the funding for 4 more police officers that were added a couple of years ago under a grant that we're going to begin funding this year.
No rate increases have been requested for Bryan water, wastewater, and trash rates. BTU customers will pay more to cover the utilities cost for its share of building state-mandated electric transmission lines. There will be a delay in building a nearly $2 million expansion of the Rutter High School Fieldhouse, but it means another chance for local companies to be involved.
The Bryan School Board last night unanimously voted to start over again to select who will manage the design and construction. College Station contractor Mark Dudley was among those challenging a process where 5 BCS firms submitted a proposal, but none of them were finalists.
For the past decade, we have been the designers and builders of BISD's remodel projects and small construction, new construction projects. But when the more appealing new construction projects come along, the district has looked to out-of-town designers and contractors to do that work.
Board President Doug Wunderberger called for an executive session. After meeting behind closed doors for 55 minutes with the district's lawyer, the board unanimously voted with no discussion to reject the recommendations of a 4-member committee.
The board was a little unfamiliar with that process in that cost comes into account later on in the process than we were comfortable with, and we wanted the cost considered up front, so we've changed that to be restarted over as a 1-step process.
The new selection process will not pre-screen applicants to a short list of finalists as was done the first time. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved spending $220,000 to study the condition of nearly 40 buildings. Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says the study will include buildings at least 10 years old.
Get those that were not recently constructed, and then those that get heavy use by public and or city staff. So you'll notice we have a lot of the municipal buildings in there, the CSU, but even some of our park pavilions, our concession stands. So it's a variety of different facilities, but mainly those are most heavily used. and also have some complex systems such as HVAC, electrical, plumbing.
A scoring system will rate conditions. A list of what will be checked out is on our website at WTAW.com. And Blinn College is offering new scholarships for this fall. Spokesman Richard Bray says the 171 scholarships, totaling $427,000, will benefit students in technology, engineering, and math.
Students who get a degree in these fields earn higher wages, even if they're not working in these occupations. So it's a great deal. It's a great opportunity for students to get a degree that's going to position them to be in a job where they're going to make a lot of money, and they're not going to have to worry about being laid off because employers are really looking for these folks.
Bray says students with degrees in these fields earn 26% higher wages than the average worker nationwide. The deadline to apply is August 15th, and details are at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:13. It's 72 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Cal McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want to taste the best Big Burger in town? Head to Copy Bridge Bar and Grill. Celebrating over 20 years of serving Aggieland, the best Big Burger in town. And Copy Bridge has been voted the best burger in the Brazos Valley for over a decade. And for those of you with smaller appetites, try the quarter pound version of the award-winning goodness. And enjoy happy hour all day on Wednesday at both locations. While you're there, try one of their new menu items, guaranteed to satisfy hungry Aggies. Find Copy Bridge on Harvey and Welburn Road, both in College Station.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
You gotta take care of Texas. It's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Lucanbach, gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas. Don't you know what I mean, y'all?
Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes. So let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit TakeCareOfTexas.org. Pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas. It's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Good morning. It's 6:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give them a call at 268-1162.
Storm system we had near Oklahoma City yesterday is pushed back to the west into the Texas Panhandle this morning. So that means we get a chance to kind of dry out a little bit. Occasional sun today. The risk of showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Some showers and storms are possible tonight, especially before midnight, 75. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm, 90. Partly sunny, the risk of a thunderstorm Thursday. Highs will be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this week. Coming up in sports, Johnny Manziel issues an apology to the Aggie coaching staff. I'll tell you why. A new Home Run Derby champion is crowned, and a couple of Denver Broncos execs are in some hot water. All this and more coming up in sports.
So Johnny Manziel is once again near the front page of the sports section.
Always.
It's a good thing that the SEC media days aren't. Oh. I guess that's tomorrow for Texas A&M, isn't it?
He'll have some splaining to do tomorrow. So.
You know, what we need to do is we need to do an over and under on the percentage of non-football related questions they'll ask him tomorrow, because my thought is there might be some of that.
And, I mean, really, when you look at it, he's like a lot of the other guys. Except, I mean, off the field, the things that he does are exactly what the other kids are doing.
Yeah.
But he's Johnny Football. Yeah. So that's the only reason why people care.
Well, and actually, not doing some things that other players do from schools that are just about as big as A&M. But again, they're not Heisman Trophy winners. Gosh, I can remember Nebraska 20 years ago taking their All-American running back and, well, going ahead and let him play even though he beat up his girlfriend and pushed her down a flight of stairs. I mean, it's kid college pranks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boys being boys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, lots of assault things, lots of weapon things, lots of domestic violence things, but, you know, on Saturday you got to have him out there wearing the colors of the home team. So to say he's used poor judgment is right. To say that he's brought all this stuff on himself is right. But it could be worse. But we'll see tomorrow in Hoover, Alabama, as they talk about this. A woman has filed a complaint with a Tennessee Department of Health after a doctor attributed her back pain to her ghetto booty. Well, I don't remember that being a medical term, but, you know, I'm not a doctor.
Too much junk in the trunk.
That's it. That's exactly. 55-year-old Terry Ragland says that she, quote, couldn't believe that Dr. Timothy Sweo would ever say something like that. She had never visited the doctor before, and he made a comment basically on her posterior. There's some sort of a medical term for it that I can't pronounce, but the whole idea is that the protrusion of her booty caused a situation to be exacerbated in her lower back and causing pain and discomfort. And basically what he said is he thought he should use terms she would understand. That's probably it right there. Because she's a lady of color, and she probably didn't appreciate the ghetto comment.
That's really offensive. Well, info.
Mation.
Yeah. I'm sure the Tennessee Medical Examining Board, let's see. Wonder how many teeth we got there in that group. I guess they'll probably have something to say about it. But I think if you go in and look in the physician's desk manual, they probably don't say anything about ghetto booty.
Welcome to Linda's Jobapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're Aggieland, helpwanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
Aggieland, helpwanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning, it's 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the 16th of July. It's Fresh Spinach Day.
Ooh!
So go find something to, fresh spinach with.
My cat eats spinach.
Raw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Popeye the cat.
And let me just give you a clue, okay? If you happen to go to a local submarine sandwichatorium.
Okay.
You know, where they put the condiments on as you move it down the line.
Mm-hmm.
They'll sell that lettuce to you. I mean, they really want you to do the lettuce, but if you'll do the spinach instead, it lays flatter on the bread. And plus, it's fresh spinach, which is pretty good.
It helps your body absorb iron.
Well, it does. And if you there's a restaurant in Austin where they do deep fried spinach.
Wow.
No, it is really good. It is really good. They just put a little bit of cornmeal on it, and then they flash fry it so it's still crunchy. Boy, not bad stuff at all.
Interesting.
All right, there's our spinach segment for this morning. For birthdays.
Birthdays. Will Ferrell is turning 46 today.
Wow. He, he's extended his brand. There's not any doubt about that. Doesn't mean he always makes good movies, but he makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, he's into everything.
Yes.
He's so hot right now.
Yeah.
Annalyn McCord is turning 26. 90210. Yeah. I'm guessing she's in the new one.
Nip Tuck, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jemma Mays is turning 34. She's in Glee.
Uh-huh.
The timid guidance counselor in Glee. Okay. Chris Pontius is turning 39. Do you know who he is?
Nah, Scott? I got no idea. No.
He's in Jackass and Wild Boys. He's usually the guy. All of them.
Pretty cerebral stuff, right?
Yeah. All of them tend to strip down to their skivvies, but it seems like him more than others.
Okay.
Corey Feldman is turning 42.
Yeah, he's still around, huh?
Yeah, Corey of the Two Coreys.
Yeah.
Ed Kowalczyk is turning 42.
I don't know him.
Singer-songwriter from Live.
Oh, okay.
Phil Hellmuth Jr. Mm-hmm. He's a poker superstar. He's turning 49.
Right.
Phoebe Cates is turning 50.
Wow, Phoebe Cates. Wow.
Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. Coming out of that swimming pool, right. Married to Kevin Kline, as a matter of
fact. She's married. She's not really in much anymore, I don't guess.
No, she's kind of retired.
Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley, is turning 55.
Sure. Yeah. Can he dance with his hands up, or you know, does he have to keep his arms at his side to dance?
That's part of the Irish style. Irish
dance. It's a requirement to keep your hands down.
That's it. You have to do that.
Well, just like waltz, you hold it a certain way. Yeah, you don't feel all over your partner.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Just different kinds.
Get a little handsy there.
Yeah, really.
Stuart Copeland's turning 61, the drummer for The Police.
Oh, yeah.
Ruben Blades is turning 65.
Interesting guy. I mean, an actor and now really wanted to run for president. I forget, in some Central American country that he's from. He's kind of a political activist. All right.
Jimmy Johnson is turning 70.
From Port Arthur, Texas.
Yep. Former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Miami Dolphins.
Boy, don't they wish they had him back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, him and Jerry just couldn't get along.
Well, put Jerry in a boat and push him out in the middle of the lake, you know?
I think a lot of Cowboys fans would be all
let
right
Jimmy
with that.
Run the show. They'd be a lot happier.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Orville Redenbacher, today it would be his birthday. Of course, he passed away in 1995.
He did.
Bowtie popcorn guy. Mm-hmm. And Ginger Rogers, it's her birthday as well. She passed away in 1995.
You know,
as well.
Ginger Rogers had a great quote. She said, "I can do everything Fred Astaire does backwards and in heels."
It's fair.
Yeah, no, fair. That was great. Yeah, and Barry Sanders, pretty good football player.
Yeah,
he's 45 years old, and you know he's one of those guys who quit when he was on top, and everybody's going, "Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?" But
he's like the anti-Brett Favre, pretty much.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good on him for that. All right, 6:23.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I see our Attorney General, Eric Holder, the corrupt one, is busy. Not only is he going after George Zimmerman after his acquittal, but we see that in 2011 that he took 62 out-of-town trips, $1.45 million. What a nice travel budget, according to Bloomberg News. Let's see, that included a trip to Vegas, marked as business and personal. That cost $46,000. Nine other trips, let's see, Martha's Vineyard, Miami, they were labeled personal, and a cost combined of $169,500. And we got FBI Director Mueller, who's outgoing, and let's see, 25 out-of-town trips, another $1.25 million. You know, I ought to be in government. You get to travel, go to nice places, and the taxpayer pays for it. Maybe I went into the wrong line of work.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, listen, you need to be smart and you need to prepare in this tumultuous world that we live in. Now, foodinsurance.com, they offer emergency food supplies to prepare you for the unexpected. Now, we've created the perfect storm. We have the Federal Reserve printing money. We have record high gas prices. We have droughts in the Midwest. And it's going to increase economic instability. And, of course, that's happening all around the world. We have tensions in the Middle East on top of this. Now, I cannot stress enough the fact that we are living in uncertain times. Now, make sure that you and your family are prepared with life's most basic need, food. Now, foodinsurance.com will help you take care of yourself and your family. Now, they sell short and long-term emergency food supplies, and food insurance meals are freeze-dried. It preserves the taste and the nutritional content, and it will last up to 25 years. The only place you can get it is online at foodinsurance.com/Hannity. Don't procrastinate any longer. Now, I have a generator, I have extra water, and I have food insurance. Go to their website, foodinsurance.com.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
pricing model for wireless customers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Wireless customers of AT&T will have the option of getting service without signing contracts if they pay full price for their smartphones. AT&T will have a financing plan that will add payments to subscribers' monthly bills, but there will be no service contract other than the financing commitment, and customers will be allowed to upgrade their devices after 1 year. Fewer young people are planning to practice law. The Wall Street Journal says law school faculties are shrinking because enrollments have plunged. Some schools, especially middle and lower tier schools, are offering buyouts and early retirement incentives to senior tenured professors, and they're canceling contracts with lower level instructors. A major credit card processor is overhauling the way it compensates employees. First Data Corporation will suspend 401k contributions for its 24,000 workers and replace cash bonuses with stock. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
More with less. More with less.
Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you can grab one grande size for just $2 after 2, now through August 18. At participating stores, limited time offer.
Good morning, it's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today around 91 degrees. Winds out of the east, and we've got a 50-50 chance of showers both today and tomorrow. 40% chance of rain tonight with a low around 73. In fact, we'll probably be doing that. That'll be the lower 90s and the lower 70s all the way through till Saturday. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 7, 96% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 72.
When you're building or remodeling, you need more than just another floor store. You need a complete design center.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we bring together beautiful countertops, the perfect lighting design, and exactly the right floors.
All for you in one easy location. And we've got the Design Center professionals who know how to help you make your selections.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Have you ever made a choice in your life that you later came to regret? Well, so has everyone else. But it's what you do afterwards that counts. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
And now another OTC Stock Market Spotlight for investors. Today we feature Novus Robotics, ticker symbol NRBT. Novus Robotics supplies components and robotic modules to the world's top 10 automotive suppliers. They have a sizable revenue stream and great potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Novus Robotics or enter ticker symbol NRBT. That's ticker symbol NRBT. See dnrtechnology.com for full disclaimer.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Bad choices. We all make them and then beat ourselves up afterwards.
If you realize that people make mistakes all the time, understand that and stop being too judgmental. Then you begin to focus on, okay, what's next?
Deborah Schwartz, author of the book, Woman on Top.
I think a great analogy of sports is, you know, whether you missed the basket or you struck out, next, move on, and make it next time.
Bad choices, bad decisions, bad circumstances. They can be overcome.
I understand that there are things that happen to people in life that are awful. You know, I lost my husband at 35. I had two small kids, and I wasn't working at the time because I wanted to be home with my kids. The process of, I had a very good marriage, of overcoming his death, bringing up my kids by myself, getting a job, working. It's a lot of work, but the other options were not okay.
Deborah acknowledges that when bad things happen, it hurts.
Some people sit around and they sit on the couch and they rehash situations over and over, and that probably productive for a day. It's more important to get off the couch, go out, and whether it's exercise, go see friends, take charge of your life again, do something, get back into the swing of life, and then each step forward will result in something productive.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Misdemeanor criminal charges against A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel from June of last year were resolved yesterday. Brazos County Attorney Rod Anderson says Manziel pleaded guilty to failing to identify himself.
Which means that when he was stopped and approached by the officers that night, the information that he gave the officers was a fictitious date of birth that would have made him 21 years of age. And so when you're stopped and asked to identify yourself to a police officer, you're required to give your correct name, date of birth, and residence address. And at that time, a fictitious date of birth was provided to the officers.
Two charges were dropped, accusing Manziel of disorderly conduct, fighting, and presenting a fake driver's license. Judge Dana Zachary sentenced Manziel to 2 days in jail, which the judge says have already been served. Manziel was also fined $2,000 and assessed court costs of $232. A Bryan man previously convicted of family assault has been arrested again with charges against the same victim. Officer Kelly McKeithen wants you to get help if you are trapped in domestic violence.
And they can always come to the police department, confide in a friend, get someone to come with them to the police department. It is always scary to make that first step because it can get worse before it gets better. But if they don't report these crimes, they are going to get worse anyway.
McKeithen says 19-year-old Brandon Mendez is accused of physically assaulting his girlfriend, the same woman he was previously convicted of assaulting, as well as threatening her with a knife, making her drive him through the city, and taking her car at knife point. Mendez is out of jail after posting a $200,000 bond. The city of College Station has about 200 facilities. Nearly 40 structures will be evaluated following action at the last city council meeting. Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says there will be a scoring system to rate building conditions.
They'll identify any immediate maintenance concerns, long-term capital needs that we would need to address, and then also working with our city staff to develop a preventive maintenance schedule for each type of facility. They will not necessarily go to every park pavilion, but they'll say in general, park pavilions, these are the preventive maintenance activities, office space, these warehouse space, fleet shop, etc.
The list of buildings, which you can read online at WTAW.com, are at least 10 years old or have heavy usage. Last year was the first time in a dozen years the property tax levy in the city of Bryan changed, and it went down. City Manager Keene Register told the City Council they're aiming to repeat the decrease of 0.3 cents.
Our hopes would definitely be to do the same thing that we did last year, but I'm not promising anything, but that's where we're heading.
The budget preview included continued progress on building city reserves.
We've been able to increase our general fund balance from a low in 2009 of $9 million to over $17 million by the end of this fiscal year. This also brings us from a low of budgeted $500,000 below the reserve requirement in FY10 to exceeding the requirement by over $7 million at the end of this fiscal year.
BTU customers are projected to pay more to cover state-mandated construction of electric transmission lines. No rate increases are planned in trash water and wastewater rates. Next year's budget calls for adding 6 firefighters and a fire inspector, 2 more police officers, and paying for the 4 officers previously covered by a federal grant. Locally owned construction companies and architects will get another shot at managing the $2 million expansion of the Rudder High School Fieldhouse.
The Bryan School Board was to consider awarding management to an out-of-town firm. Instead, the board followed a 55-minute executive session with a unanimous vote throwing out a committee recommendation and to start over again. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he was glad to see the turnout.
I didn't realize we had that many people locally that were so interested in it, but it was a good night to see our community members out here tonight, because so many of them are my friends and I know them. I've seen them in the Chamber of Commerce. I've seen them at Rotary and different civic organizations. It's a good group of people. We got good people in Bryan College Station.
5 of the 12 proposals came from the Twin Cities, but none were among the 3 finalists. College Station architect Fred Patterson reminded the board his 25-year relationship with Bryan Schools included public service.
We donated over $40,000 for those kids' projects so they could put their name on it for Bryan Schools. I don't know if you're going to get anybody to drive up from Houston to lay 3 bricks, but we can get guys here in town that'll do that.
The new selection process will result in 1 finalist, and according to Wallace, state law does not allow the board to automatically award the project to a local company. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It could be months before it's known how a woman died Sunday near Taro Park. College Station police and fire responded to the report of an unconscious person at an apartment on Holloman near the park, called in by her roommate. Investigators are waiting for results of an autopsy, and if that doesn't help, then the wait will continue for the results of toxicology tests. The victim's name has not been released. And as employers in the Brazos Valley and statewide search for workers qualified in math, engineering, and technology, Blinn College is awarding scholarships to develop students in those areas. Spokesman Richard Bray says the 171 new scholarships are valued at $2,500 apiece, with a total value of $427,000.
Blinn's already a third of the cost of the same classes as most four-year public universities. And these $2,500 scholarships are really going to allow high-achieving students to get the very most bang for their buck.
Bray says these kinds of jobs are growing 3 times as fast as other jobs, and the workers enjoy 26% higher wages than the average worker nationwide. At WTAW.com, you can find application details. WTAW News Time is 6:39 at 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit NormandyTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally, and then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
6:43, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Rain and thunderstorms have certainly diminished since yesterday, and that'll be the trend as we head through the middle part of the work week. For today, there'll be intervals of clouds and sun. Some showers and storms will be popping up. Highs 85 to 90 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The chance for some showers and thunderstorms, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow. There could be some showers and thunderstorms near 90. Partly sunny Thursday, the chance of a thunderstorm. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a couple of Aggie football players are added to a preseason award watch list. Some of Major League Baseball's biggest sluggers duked it out last night at the Home Run Derby, and the Houston Rockets continue to make big changes in the offseason. All this and more coming up in sports.
And tonight, of course, is the big old All-Star Game.
Yep, tonight's the All-Star Game up in New York.
You know, and again, if you go back to the long view a long time ago, big controversy when Pete Rose came sliding in hard against Carlton Fisk in an All-Star game, you know, like 30 years ago, because Pete was trying too hard and somebody might get hurt.
Yeah, and that was back before they, well, they only recently in the past few years, they made it to where the winning league gets home field advantage in the World Series.
Sure.
So, I mean, that was back when it was strictly just an exhibition game.
Yeah, and, you know, say what you will about Pete Rose, when he put on the spikes, he went out to play. And
yeah, his job is to win baseball games.
But the idea is, gosh, we don't want anybody to get hurt, because then that would hinder their ability to make money later on in their season. And you certainly see that in the NBA and the NFL All-Star games, which are a joke. I mean, just a joke. And the thing is, in baseball, it's not much of a contact sport. You don't necessarily have any of those kind of situations going on.
Unless you're plunked or cleated.
Yeah, well, but again,
or the bench is clear.
Doesn't happen very often.
I don't think
often.
Anybody gets plunked in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, if they,
unless they're a big jerk or something.
If they did, it would be based on a long-standing feud, I would suppose. Because, you don't have... Because you know what? If you end up having somebody charge the mound... You don't really have your teammates behind you.
That's
you know what
true.
I'm saying? They're going to go, huh, yeah, boy, I'd like to smack that guy in the mouth too. So anyway, we'll see how all that works out. So, gosh, you know, we know about this whistleblower thing and government contracts and how the government wastes money and all that. Well, the folks at the Gallup organization, okay, who do the surveys, they've agreed to pay the government $10.5 million to settle a case against the company for allegedly inflating cost estimates for contracts they had with the government. The Gallup people, okay? I don't know. Somehow I thought that was kind of cringeworthy. I'm just because of the business that they're in. I mean, they're not making, you know, $400 toilets for the Pentagon. They're asking questions, for gosh sakes. But I guess they looked at an opportunity like anything else, puff up the numbers, because after all, not their money. The complaint filed in 2009 accused Gallup of allegedly inflating the estimates of labor hours needed for market research contracts with the U.S. Mint and the U.S. Passport Office.
Hmm. That's great.
Yeah, great, yeah.
Especially when everybody pays such a close attention to their polls.
Exactly. You would think that somehow they would not behave that way. But again, they paid $10.5 million, but they didn't have to admit that they had done anything wrong.
Oh.
So, we'll see how Hush all money. That works. Now, more blowback on Obamacare. This coming from unusual places like three major unions. They've published an open letter to Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid criticizing the bill and the effects that it's having on some health union plans. The letter, in part, reads, quote, "First, the law creates an incentive for employers to keep employees' work hours below 30 hours a week. Numerous employers have begun to cut workers' hours to avoid this obligation, and many of them are doing so openly. That impact is twofold. Fewer hours means less pay, while you also lose your current health benefits." Duh. You didn't know that? When business leaders were out there, the mean, evil, wicked open shop business owners were saying this is going to cost jobs, you didn't believe it, Mr. Union person? Well, believe it. So we'll see. Second, millions of Americans are covered by nonprofit health insurance plans like the ones in which most of our members, that's the unions, participate. These nonprofit plans are governed jointly by unions and companies under Taft-Hartley. Our health plans have been built over decades by working men and women. And under this, our employees will be treated differently and not eligible for subsidies. So, just saying.
They found some problems with Obamacare.
I know. It's shocking, isn't it? Yeah, it is shocking. Once again, why didn't you know that?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. Ted Cruz has a little time, so he thought he'd head on up to New Hampshire on August the 23rd for a Republican fundraiser. He pretty much will be the headliner up there. They've gotten it all worked out. This will be the first time Ted Cruz has ever visited New Hampshire, and they've worked out this thing. You know, Ted Cruz is born in Canada, and there was some speculation he couldn't be elected president, but he can because his mom was born in Delaware. And Nate Silver, who has not appeared on this radio station, but I believe used to visit with Louis Belina on a regular basis, because he worked for something called the Baseball Perspective. And he realized, well, that was a nice job, but it didn't pay enough. I'm going to get into politics. And Nate Silver is a pollster for the New York Times, and he pretty much nailed. He was within like 0.3% of how many votes Obama would get in the election. I mean, he knows his stuff. He's crunched the numbers, and he says the Republicans may well take over the Senate in South Dakota and West Virginia, North Carolina, Arkansas, Montana, and Alaska. They look like they could do that. And if they do, Republicans controlling the Senate could, well, once again, change the political landscape. We got some other stuff. We may do that next hour or the hour after that, having to do with politicians in Texas and how much money they've raised. And that guy who's running for governor, Greg Abbott, he's kind of tried to distance himself from that fellow from Paint Creek, Texas, with the good hair, who's sitting in the governor's mansion right now. They're not exactly joined at the hip politically. All right, it's 10 till.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's annoying, if not heartbreaking, to spend several months in the springtime getting the landscape and lawn looking their best, only to see them run aground in the hot weather of summer. Insects and diseases seem to lurk just around the corner, waiting their chance to move in and onto your plants. The plants' hot weather stress gives those pests their opportunity. It's the wise gardener who keeps a vigilant eye, treating the earliest outbreak before damage becomes severe. I have some of the most likely invaders. We'll be back with details right after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If we're talking about the prime pests of summer, spider mites have to top that list. They act like insects, but they're worse. They look like insects, they're only smaller. They can be controlled, only not as well with general-purpose insecticides. Unfortunately, that's all we are left with. If you have leftover beans or tomato plants, or if you have marigolds or any of these plants that have turned tan and mottled, thump one of the leaves over white paper. If you see very tiny specks that start to move around freely, those are the mites. I would suggest Malathion or one of the other general purpose insecticides. Spray the backs of the leaves. You'll have to spray a couple of times over a period of 10 or 15 days to get rid of them. Grasshoppers are rampant in big parts of Texas. Again, they are every year, it seems. They're mobile, which means you have to spray fairly often. You need to cut all tall grass and weeds near your landscape and garden. And apply a general-purpose insecticide that is labeled for grasshoppers. Your nursery will have several options for you. Apply it in a spraying motion from the top downward so you get them as they try to escape, and respray as new ones move in. If you notice sticky sap dripping from oaks, pecans, crepe myrtles, and other medium and large plants, these plant lice are the culprits, aphids. You'll see them clustered on the leaves, but their honeydew will be the really annoying part. Black sooty mold will often grow in the honeydew, disfiguring your plant's leaves and turning patio furniture and pavement a dirty black color. You can use a systemic insecticide as soon as you see first signs of their work. Actually, if you could time it 2 or 3 weeks prior to that, that would be even better. In the hottest, driest parts of your landscape and your lawn in St. Augustine, you need to watch for chinch bugs. That's where they'll come every July and August. The grass will appear dry. You'll water it and it won't perk back up. You can see the black BB-sized insects with irregular white pinhead-sized diamonds on their wings. You can see them if you get on your hands and knees in the afternoon and part the grass. You'll see them flicking around within the turf. Use Merit or one of the other general-purpose turf insecticides to control them. And finally, with St. Augustine, if you have gray leaf spot, diamond-shaped lesions on the blades, don't apply any nitrogen until fall. That's the best way to eliminate that problem. I'm Neil Sperry for that little spot of color in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620. WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madison Mill and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge stemming from his arrest last year for fighting. Heisman Trophy winner admitted in court yesterday that he failed to identify himself to police following an altercation in June of 2012. Prosecutors say Manziel was ordered to pay a $2,000 fine. Manziel has also been under some fire of late after leaving the Manning Passing Academy a day early, citing illness. Here's ESPN's Joe Shad.
Well, I don't know all the details. I'm certainly looking forward to hearing Johnny answer any particular questions about why, as his dad stated, he may have been dehydrated, why, as the Manning camp stated, he was late to and or missed some of his responsibilities as a counselor. But, you know, clearly Manziel feels, and people those close to him feel, that he didn't fulfill his duties as a counselor. And perhaps we'll get some more specific answers when Manziel addresses a large media group on Wednesday.
Manziel's reportedly apologized to the Aggies coaching staff and is being advised to be honest and forthcoming during this week's SEC Media Days in Birmingham, Alabama. A pair of Texas A&M offensive linemen were named to the watch list for the 2013 Rotary Lombardi Award, which is given annually to college football's top lineman or linebacker. Making the elite list were the Aggies' offensive tackles, senior Jake Matthews and junior Cedric Obui. It was the third watch list for Matthews, who was also named a candidate for the Outland Trophy and the Maxwell Award. The planes flying over Citi Field in New York were undoubtedly put on notice last night as some of baseball's best power hitters slugged it out at the 2013 Home Run Derby.
Oh, and he rips it with a plum! Back! Gone! Yoenis Cespedes has won the Home Run Derby!
Cespedes edged 20-year-old Bryce Harper 9-8 in the final round to win the Derby, making him the first player left out of the All-Star game to take home the crown. The Oakland Athletics outfielder slugged 32 homers in all, out-hitting seven other contestants. The All-Star Game, which is set for tonight, features the Mets' Matt Harvey getting the starting nod for the National League. At 24, Harvey is the youngest All-Star starting pitcher since the Mets' Dwight Gooden back in 1988 when he was 23. Here's Harvey on getting the start at the All-Star Game in front of the home crowd.
I appreciate it. Boach picked me to start, and it's obviously here in New York, so, you know, the fans have been great here all year, and hopefully make them proud and start the All-Star Game. And it's definitely a huge honor and something I'm very excited about.
The American League will counter with 28-year-old Max Scherzer, who just finished the most dominant first half in a quarter century in terms of wins. His 13-0 record before Saturday's loss to Texas was the most wins in a perfect start since Roger Clemens won his first 14 decisions in 1986. First pitch is set for tonight at 7 o'clock with coverage on Fox Sports. The Houston Rockets have signed their only pick in this year's NBA draft, second-round selection Isaiah Cannon. Cannon, who was taken 34th overall, scored more than 2,000 points in a four-year career at Murray State. Point guard led the team last season with 21.8 points a game. And two high-ranking officials of the Denver Broncos have been suspended by the team. Both Director of Player Personnel Matt Russell and Director of Pro Personnel Tom Heckert are facing drunken driving charges. Russell is out indefinitely without pay, while Heckert was suspended for a month without pay. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get